Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dee Heaton, and she's the executive director for the Corning Opera House. Good morning to you, Dee.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. I know, along with all these other places where people would like to go, your doors are closed, the seats are empty. So what are you doing about that?
We are very empty. It's very dark. One of the things theaters do and performing arts venue is they leave a ghost light on the stage. That, as a reminder that we will be back. We are coming back. But until then, we are doing an empty opera house series, and we're just doing some live streaming of events. That's the exciting news.
Yes. So if we have that, maybe it's our phone, it's our laptop, it's our desktop, whatever, we can see some things going on.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead.
Our next one will be Wednesday, April 8th at 7 o'clock. It is being sponsored by Enlightened Piano Radio Station. And Donovan Johnson, an Omaha pianist, will be coming and performing live streaming from the Opera House stage to an empty audience. And Donovan has performed on our stage before. He has done the music of Vince Guaraldi. If you went to that concert when he played the pianist Charlie Brown.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Well, this is the same guy. So Donovan is coming, and he is going to be performing 15 songs. Now, Enlightened Piano Radio is a station where piano composers can play their original music that they compose. And so he has went through and selected 15 of the award-winning pieces when these composers go to different competitions. And so he has selected 15 award-winning pieces to perform that evening.
So these are things that we've not heard before, likely.
That is correct.
Yes, oh, that's exciting.
But it will be all piano music, and it will be live streamed, so you can watch it at 7 o'clock on Wednesday, April 8th. There will also be a donation link in the comments or the thread, or you can find the donation link on the CorningOperaHouse.com website. And the funds, the donations that come in that evening, are going to be split between the Opera House and the Grammy Artist Relief Fund in Omaha. And this fund is for performers that have found themselves out of work. The ones that really depend on playing weekly in the Midwest.
Sure, and now those doors are all closed, so they haven't been out there playing, have they?
That's right.
Oh, my.
So this is a good opportunity to support some of them.
You bet. We want them to be able to stay working eventually and coming back so we can see them in real person. But I think really interesting what entertainers are doing and what Donovan is doing here. He has to have a good imagination that there's people out there, you know, that he has to, in his mind, know that there are people listening and watching.
Yes, that's kind of an eerie feeling when you're playing in an empty room and hope somebody's hearing you. And it's also an exciting opportunity.
You bet, and say congratulations to you for taking this on. So that one, the piano music, Donovan Johnson, is on Wednesday the 8th. And I have to say, we're telling people about this on Tuesday. So let's say tomorrow evening you can tune in. And how do we do that?
You can go to the Corning Opera House Facebook page where it's going to be streamed from.
Okay. Simple as that.
Yes, hopefully.
Yeah, but you've already done one of these.
We have done, we did one a week ago with Daniel Christian from Lincoln, Nebraska. He was a guitar singer, songwriter, and that one we partnered with Minden Opera House in Nebraska, kind of experimenting to see if this empty opera house series is an idea or a dream or how this works.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we have done one.
Okay. So Donovan Johnson is number two. Let's talk about number three that's planned for right now.
And our third one is going to be on Friday, April 10th at 7 o'clock. And this is going to be Christian artist Josh Wilson. He was here last November, and our audience just thoroughly enjoyed him. Josh has, I believe it's over 10 number one top hits on Billboard's top 10 Christian songs, such as I Refuse, Before the Morning, Dream Small. This one's a little bit different. So Josh is going to be recording from his home in Nashville. And so this one, you have to make a donation. And the donation for this one will be split between Josh and the Opera House. And once you make that donation, then you will get a private link sent to you of this concert that he's recording just for us. It won't be live streamed to the public. So this is just for Iowans. So it's a little bit different.
Is there any minimum amount you have to donate?
There is none.
Okay.
It can be any donation. If you do donate over $15 and more, you will get a signed CD.
Okay. So just a little extra
Josh
plus.
Wilson, Friday, April 10th at 7 o'clock.
Okay. So if we want to kind of review this information, so do we go to your website or your Facebook or either one to kind of get the instructions for these?
Either one will work, yes.
Okay. So remember that is the CorningOperaHouse.com is your website. And I'm sure if you just search for Corning Opera House, Corning, Iowa, it'll come up. It'll pop up for you.
Yes,
so fun way. I don't know, Dee, if you've been watching any of these others. I just watched one last week that was live. Garth Brooks and his wife were from their home studio. And there was another one. And I think it's really interesting to watch those professionals who are used to an audience, and now they don't have big orchestras behind them. It's just them.
And it is, and how personable they seem and how real, just down-to-earth people they are.
Yes, yes. So this great opportunity, this is pretty exciting, Dee, I think, to see that you can do this. And who knows, maybe in the future there's some artist you'd like to have and they're not going to be able to come to Corning, Iowa. Maybe you'll want to do this again.
That's right. This is a whole new field for us. We're thinking outside the box here and how we can continue this. And we are working with a couple more artists, but I don't have the details figured out yet. So there could be more live streamed opportunities.
Okay. So we want to keep in touch on your Facebook. Okay. There's one other topic that I think you're working on that we want to talk about that I think sounds really interesting. And I think you called it behind the scenes.
It is. Since we're empty, we thought this was a great time to share some of the behind the scenes stories. So we are giving, we're doing Facebook Live throughout the week at various times. And they are focusing like on tours of the dressing rooms that people don't normally see. Our licensed kitchen, a lot of people don't know we have one, so it's showing parts of the building that not the public doesn't get to see. We're also going to be telling some historical stories and some fun facts about the building, like what's a ghost light and what does it mean to break a leg or some of those kind of things. So it's been fun.
Good. And very interesting kinds of things, especially if you're interested in history, because, of course, the Corning Opera House has an important history in Southwest Iowa. So, Dee, the best way, I think, from what I've heard you say, to keep up and check out what's going on at the Corning Opera House is to go to your website or your Facebook and find out what's going on when.
That's right. And you can still call me also, 641-418-8037.
Okay, very good. And thank you so much, Dee, for all of this work that you're doing, and thank you for visiting with us.
Thank you for having me.
You
Hope
bet.
To see you soon.
Until next time, here's a thought that's so simple, it's almost unbelievable. Lois McMaster Bejold says, if you can't do what you want, do what you can.